again. This is the old. Good morning, man. Kermit Edney with program number 242 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. It follows the same format used by the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we merely call it Where Fitz Left Off. I accidentally ran across a little tidbit last month that I'll bet has not even been noticed by the Times News. That fantastic column written by Louise Bailey will celebrate 30 years of continuous publication next year. That has to be some sort of record. This past summer, Henderson County commissioned the production of a videotape which would complement the story told in the murals surrounding the upper walls in the rotunda outside the main court complex. That was in the new courthouse. The murals picture the basic history of Henderson County, and the group producing the videotape for the county asked that Louise Bailey, Frank Fitzsimmons Jr., Jody Barber, and myself do a narration which would amplify and explain the various scenes in the murals and how each reflected the early way of life in Henderson County. The videotape was shot one Sunday afternoon on the porch of the lovely antebellum home of Mr. and Mrs. Gene Staten, located on a picturesque farm adjacent to Brooklyn Manor. Prior to the filming, the four of us, along with various members of the crew, would gather weekly to munch on sticky buns and drink coffee and volunteer historical observations. At times, we'd debate where certain grist mills were located or the location of various one-room schoolhouses or the appearance of the interiors of those first log and slab-sided homes. During those morning-long sessions, for the first time, I felt I really got to know Louise Bailey. Oh, everybody in Flat Rock knows who Louise Bailey is. She's lived there since estates were called farms, and where everybody else knew everybody else, as she says. Louise was known here in town in Hendersonville as the wife of the genial Dr. Joe Bailey. Louise, in fact, had been the daughter of a doctor, Dr. W.B.W. Howe, M.D., then married in 1944 a Dr. Joe Bailey, and now has a son, Dr. Bob Bailey, who is a family physician, as his father and grandfather were. Most of her life, when not in school, was spent in Flat Rock. She did attend Fassifern School before going off to Winthrop College, and then later studied at Columbia University in New York. Before settling down to marriage, and ultimately to freelance writing, she did hold positions at the Edgefield, South Carolina public school system and also at Winthrop College. Louise, whose memory is infallible, said she remembered growing up in Flat Rock. It was simply a community made up of relatives and friends, and the so-called estates were dealt with by the Charlestonian owners as little farms to escape to in the heat of the summer. In fact, she said, before Carl Sandburg came to Flat Rock in 1945, and before the Flat Rock Playhouse had opened, virtually nobody had ever heard of Flat Rock except for the folks who lived in the low country and owned summer places there. Louise Bailey's forebears labored up the precipitous mountain roads in Flat Rock as early as 1829 to spend the summer. But finally her dad said, "This is it. We're not going back to Charleston. This is going to be our home, day in, day out, month in, month out." Louise remembered their first house was on a hill between Greenville and Spartanburg Roads. That little hill had to be leveled to make room for the Food Lion supermarket. However, earlier they had moved to Little River Road in 1927, where Miss Cherry Morton of Kentucky had built a summer home on land formerly part of Charles Baring's Deer Park. And she had named the place, Miss Morton did, Laurelhurst. Louise said her dad replaced the house but continued using the name, though her youthful sons insisted on calling it instead of Laurelhurst, Liverwurst. After it dawned on me that Louise Bailey had been writing those columns for the Times News for 30 years, my heart really went out to her. New topics every week, deadlines every week, no repeats, no previous stories. Her husband, Dr. Joe, died about 10 years ago, and there's no doubt the columns she writes and did write help fill a void. A weekly copy and 30 years of copy would amount to some 1,500 different stories, and that's enough to produce a major outbreak of angst to any writer. In addition to the column, a number of books are to her credit. Her first one, I think you'd pronounce, "Go Home With Me," rather than "Go Home With Me." And then there's From Rock Hill to Connemara, the story before Sandburg. There's Draw Up a Chair and St. John in the Wilderness from 1836. In addition, Louise has co-authored two major works, one with Jody Barber, Pictorial History, and working with Art and Dave Cooley, her latest book this year and is entitled 50 Years with the Vagabonds. My first memory of Louise Bailey differs very little from the present. A charming flat rockian with a touch of southern in her soft voice. Louise's son, Joe, teaches biology in the county school system. Bob's a family physician practicing here in Hendersonville. And a third son, Bill, was a camp director before his death in 1993. The Howes, the Kings, the Baileys, the Middletons, the Grimshaws, the Hasties, and I could go on and on about the old line flat rockians like Louise Bailey and her brother, Bill Howe, W.B.W. Howe, Jr. Fond memories for this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here with a good sense never to leave, with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.